America's unwavering support for Israel has often been a source of contention in the Middle East. Many Arab Americans say this was evident during the recent conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. This influence with decision makers is partly the result of the strong pro-Israeli lobby in the U.S. Eugene Bird is from the Council for the National Interest, a pro-Palestinian lobby group in Washington, D.C.
We are the world's greatest Jewish power, first of all. We have 5.5 million Jews, more Jews here than anywhere else on earth. And they're an important part of our community.
Several pro-Israeli lobbying groups declined VOA's requests for interviews. However, lobbying experts say the pro-Israeli lobby is among the most active in influencing U.S. foreign policy. Massey Risch is from the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan organization that tracks campaign contributions.
Well, money influences politics, and campaign contributions and lobbying do have an influence on American government. And the pro-Israel lobby is probably the most influential among foreign interests. They account for about one quarter of the amount of money spent on federal lobbying.
On the other hand, Nahad Awad of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says the pro-Arab lobby is in its infancy.
The pro-Arab or Islamic lobby in the United States is a new phenomenon. When we and myself work in this young organization, which is 12 years, compared to almost 60 years old and 90 years old American Jewish organizations who have been working on influencing the administration and the Congress to be biased towards Israel, we do not look at it that way. We look as we are a civic organization that cares about domestic issues.
Analyst Massey Risch says money equals influence.
Pro-Israel interests spend more than $1 million a year lobbying Congress and other arms of the federal government. Pro-Arab interests in 2005 spent about one-third of that. So it's definitely not an even fight, if it is a fight at all, between the two sides.
The Center for Responsive Politics notes that the top recipient of campaign donations from the pro-Israeli lobby is opposition Democratic Party Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. This election cycle alone, the junior senator from New York received $83,000 in donations from pro-Israeli groups. For pro-Arab lobbyists, the numbers are much more modest. The largest donation went to Republican Party Senator Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island, who received $3,000 from pro-Arab interests. For producer Sanday Sarat, Jim Bertel, VOA News.
I believe I've kept these promises.